Kat, what's your top news tidbits for this week?
Well, we may think it's cold and miserable here in the UK, and even colder over in Chicago where Chris and Kate are, but it's nothing compared to what polar bears have to put up with in the Arctic. Although their black and brown bear cousins hibernate for the winter, and pregnant female polar bears hide out in dens during the coldest months, other polar bears don't. They just stick it out.
How do they do that then? Because I mean, I believe it gets to a bone-chilling minus 50 degrees C in the Arctic.
So how do they survive that?
So cold. I can't imagine how cold it is, actually.
Pretty cold. Well, new research from scientists led by a team at the University at Buffalo in the US suggests that the answer lies in their genes, specifically genetic adaptations controlling the production of a chemical in the body called nitric oxide, which cells use to convert the nutrients in food into energy and heat. Now, comparing DNA from 23 polar bears, 3 brown bears and a black bear, the researchers discovered key differences between polar bears and their cousins in genes controlling nitric oxide production, and the chemicals thought to help cells switch between generating energy from food to generating heat, or storing energy as fat, and this suggests that this is helping the polar bears adapt to life in the freezer.
I wish I had that switch to help me cope with the cold. I'm not very good at it. Are there any other animals that have these clever genetic switches that help them survive in extreme conditions?
Well, interestingly, I saw another related story this week from a team of Chinese, US and Canadian researchers who've been looking at Tibetan mastiffs, these big old dogs that live up in the mountains at very high altitudes. They're very cute. But they were originally domesticated from native dogs living down on the Chinese plains. And led by researcher Dongdong Wu, the scientists scanned through the genomes of 32 Tibetan mastiffs. They compared them to 20 native Chinese dogs and 14 grey wolves. And they found 16 key gene variations that were particular to the mastiffs, and around 12 of them were relevant to life at this high altitude.
What about the Tibetan humans that are living up there? Do they have similar gene changes in order for them to survive at this high altitude?
Well, most of the gene changes they found weren't like the polar bear ones involved in heat generation. They're more involved in the low oxygen conditions and responding to life in low oxygen. And they did actually find one gene called EPAS1 has also been implicated in adaptation to low oxygen in Tibetans themselves. So perhaps, although this does need to be proved, the dogs and their owners have co-evolved to cope with life up in the mountains. But more research needs to be done to be sure of that.
Oh, thank you very much, Kat.